Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know if anything about this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey there, everybody. Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Wednesday. What the fuck day is it? It's Thursday. It is Thursday. Holy cow. I'm sorry you're hearing this breakdown, ladies and gentlemen, as we open the show. Thursday. Happy Thursday, everybody. We are streaming at you live from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the coolest place in the whole goddamn universe, crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever, on whatever you are receiving us, we appreciate the hell out of it on this discombobulated Thursday. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. We are not discombobulated.
I'm discombobulated. It's been a crazy morning here at Crab Diving Studios. We had some professional cleaning done. So, of course, we had to run around cleaning for the cleaners.
This place has never been cleaned.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's cleaner than Hillary's emails after she bleached her servers.
After she poured chemicals on them.
I feel like people aren't talking about that anymore because of his dipshit immigration speech he gave.
Did you hear any of it? I mean, it's heinous.
Oh,
it was
my
really
God.
Creepy as hell. I mean, all the highlights are out there and everything. I might end up playing clips or whatever, but
Rachel,
you heard today that his, like, everybody of basically all the Hispanics that have been advising Trump said adios.
Oh, really?
Señor Naranja.
Wow. What the fuck does that mean? Bye-bye, somebody?
Mr. Orange.
Bye-bye, Mr. Orange.
Goodbye, Mr. Orange. They're bailing on him. In fact, I think that might be...
Wasn't that the point of his trip to Mexico to sort of smooth things over with his relationships with the Hispanic
Nobody
voters?
Knows. No.
Because
Nobody
that wasn't
knows.
The result.
Nobody knows. I mean, this has got to be a Bannon move, we think, but... The whole trip to Mexico thing, all anybody was talking about yesterday was how nobody can figure out what the fuck. What the fuck did it benefit?
What was the point?
Anybody, except for Trump, maybe they think that his kids were pushing for it because they wanted daddy to have some kind of international... Look at me. Other than...
I get that.
Look at the bullshit that Trump's been saying. So they wanted a presidential-ish looking DJT to...
DJT, what
Donald
is it?
Donald J. Trump.
Oh, okay.
To try to, you know, maybe erase a little bit of the international view of him as a sputtering racist buffoon.
Who doesn't know anything.
Dickwad, yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I feel like it was on Rachel Maddow. Somebody mentioned it's like he woke up yesterday and realized he's running against a former Secretary of State. Like, what a formidable candidate for anyone.
Right.
Hillary would be a hard candidate for anybody on the GOP to face. But this guy is so uninformed.
Yeah.
I mean, she would be difficult.
I mean, although, having said that, we also have, you know, if Trump hadn't been in it and ended up as Jeb Bush, God, right. or who the hell knows what. Jeb Bush, probably, don't you think? I mean, he had by far the most money, and there was no real, hood-wearing swastika waver,
right,
that would have stirred up these Trumpalos to the point that would have vaulted. You know what I mean? I think he ripped the Band-Aid off, and it's just, you know, bleeding freely right now. But there was a Band-Aid.
Right.
Yes, all the racist-y, blatantly misogynistic, blatantly xenophobic members of our society leaned over in toward the GOP side.
Right.
But goddamn, Trump just tore down all those walls where they were keeping their loonies in.
It's like Trump is so racist and so hateful that he sort of outweighs that Hillary derangement syndrome, which I don't think would necessarily have happened with Jeb Bush, maybe. I don't know.
I'm hearing things outside that
I don't think anybody can
probably
hear
hearing. Yeah. I'm just hearing them here. So Jeb, yeah. I just think, though, that Jeb would have, because of Hillary's negative ratings,
which is total fucking ridiculousness. It's such bullshit.
Yeah, they really are. But they, let's not think for a second that anything would be different as far as the GOP shit-slinging at her.
Oh, absolutely not.
Every chance they can. Now they've just got Trump, who's just blatantly, classlessly shit-slinging her.
Yeah.
But the shit he's slinging is being handed to him. He's not inventing any shit. He's having anything the rest of the GOP base is screaming about her.
I mean, are we
is what he's wielding?
Are we? Let's not forget that two-way comment he made. I mean, I forgot that.
Which one?
The one where he suggests the two-way people they're talking about like nominating people for the Supreme Court if Hillary wins, and the two-way people will quote unquote know what to do. Or something like that. Do you remember that comment?
Oh, yeah.
Sort of slyly suggests
they will, or
that
you
they
know,
quote unquote take care of something.
There won't be anything we can do except, well, maybe the Second Amendment people.
They'll know what to do or something like that. Very creepy. Very fucking creepy.
And the way they spun that was hilarious, trying to say that he was just talking about that they know what to do. They'll get out and vote Trump and make sure that doesn't happen. Okay,
right, nice.
So let's we've already touched on some of the headlines. Let's get to these headlines today, ladies and gentlemen, and others.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, September the 1st, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These, I got startled by that one. Yeah. These are your headlines.
I warmed up vocally for the show.
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to pick random drops now at the end of that, and that's the one that popped up. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington the Post, there's a photograph of Donald J. Trump giving the double thumbs up.
Oh, what an idiot.
Everything's fine. Double thumbs up. These thumbs have been in 14-year-olds.
Allegedly.
Smell my thumbs.
Oh, gross.
Not far.
Fucking
they're
gross.
They're tiny little thumbs. So
yeah.
There wasn't much penetration. The headline says, Hispanic advisors dump Trump.
What does that mean?
We were talking about.
They're gone,
advisors.
Baby.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is now he's bleeding brown. I guess one could say that the few people who are were sticking by him, he's now losing some of his Hispanic advisors after last night, the speech that he gave. They're saying here at HuffPo, they're calling it a hardline anti undocumented immigrant speech.
Are you impressed? By the way, if you're of the Hispanic community, please don't be impressed that these advisors are walking away now. They're doing so because it's unfashionable. Why wouldn't you walk away earlier? He's been racist the whole fucking time, so I'm not fucking impressed.
Well, maybe they're just whores, but they didn't sign up for punch fucking. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, they signed on to whore themselves out, but I mean, there's only, you know, they're not that special kind.
Yes.
They don't do that.
But damn, I mean, he already said they're not sending their best, they're rapists, well, blah, blah, blah.
That, I mean, yeah.
And goddamn, his big speech at the RNC
was... I didn't say they were high-class whores.
Yes. But God, I mean, he's already at the... Remember that RNC speech he gave where he talked about all the undocumented aliens raping people and shit? I mean, he's been this horrendous forever.
They played Trump lowlights of everything he said about Mexico or Mexicans specifically when
he
did his little jaunt yesterday down to south of the border.
Okay.
And it was like 3 minutes long of one or two liners that were horrifically offensive.
Insane.
It's amazing. It's really, really amazing. Jacob Monti, who's an immigration lawyer based in Houston, officially withdrew his support.
No.
And at least two members of what I can't imagine is a largely populated Trump's National Hispanic Advisory Council.
Who's in that?
I mean, if two left, I'm thinking,
wow.
I'm thinking the ship.
There's no more.
Is ghost ship. Yeah.
How did you? It's still fascinating to me. People who are now disgusted with Trump, who are like, you know what? Now I can't do it. Now you can't do it. He suggested that his opponent be, quote unquote, taken care of. I mean, what the fuck is that about?
I can't explain.
I mean, it's so weird.
The guy that was a supporter, Jacob Monti, was on the MSNBC, and he said, quote, maybe this is part of a media play where he wants to create a media empire that will focus on the millions of nativists that believe the country needs to control immigration.
Nativist.
If that's his play, it will be good, and he'll have millions of followers, but he won't win the presidency.
Wow.
So now this guy's jumping on the bandwagon of, he thinks that they're just saying, fuck it now, we'll just build a big fence and wall around our base.
The nativist.
And raise the Trump medium empire flag.
Are they referring to the American Indians, the indigenous
people? No, the nativists.
Oh,
who
the white
think
people.
They're the natives.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They think they're the natives because they won.
That really is the hypocrisy behind all this fucking white nationalism bullshit. You do realize that we came over here and killed a shit ton of people and took it anyway.
Yeah, but they were living in teepees and Ryan. They were uncivilized savages.
And they were
who
brown.
Didn't worship our Lord and Savior Jesus.
They worship some other bullshit, but not our bullshit.
Don't forget the ninnies that came here first were big-time Christo ninnies.
Oh, absolutely. And our Christo fascist bullshit is better than whatever sky god shit you...
And we had that one Thanksgiving where the natives helped them out and shared the table with them. And then afterwards, we were like, fuck you, this is our land, we're killing you in the name of Jesus.
And what that means is they didn't let these ill-equipped white people starve to death, right?
Right. And, I apologize for being a libtard trying to skew history to make America look like it's not 100% pristine, presented from the loins of the Lord itself. That's the kind of shit that they complain about.
Oh,
if we talk about the fact that, you know,
the truth,
we maybe did some really horrific things as a white people to the natives of this country, then that's us being anti-America.
Well, that's what Trump has tapped into, right?
Right?
He's telling white people what they want to hear. He's not, I mean, he won't come out and say that, listen, our cops are racist against black people and they're abusing them. And so when you fucking, you bring that up, those people don't want to hear it. And Trump has tapped into that.
Right. Yeah. And the hood wearers. The blatant hood wearers, too.
I mean, that doesn't mean... it's so weird. Just because you accept the truth of where we came from, who we are, that our country was built on the backs of people we fucking owned.
They had jobs.
Right. I mean...
they had... slavery wasn't that bad. There, ding, ding. You've just hit on another one that they get mad at us.
Yeah.
That they want to whitewash... literally history about, They think we're evil America haters and that we're the American education system is skewed liberal and it brainwashes the children into believing that America ain't perfect.
God.
How dare they?
Skewed liberal. That just means that maybe we want our textbooks to say the earth isn't flat, to maybe recognize slavery and the Holocaust and how old the fucking planet is and that evolution is evolution and creationism is total fucking bullshit. We don't want people to be fucking stupid.
Some guy named Massey Villarreal.
Oui, oui.
Another member of the advisory council says he's no longer voting for Trump.
Ah, he can't take it all. Okay.
But he won't vote Hillary.
Oh, jeez.
I'm no longer supporting Trump for president, but cannot with any conscience support Hillary, which means that helps Hillary. Thank you.
Disingenuous bullshit. Hey, you could hang with Trump when he was kicking that guy from Telemundo out of the fucking press conference. You know what I mean? What a fucking dick. You know what, dude?
Jorge Ramos. I read something he wrote last night. He was less than flattering about the whole visit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You're talking about the reporter from Telemundo?
That's the guy, yeah. And in fact, from the Mexican standpoint even, it's just beyond baffling because they hate him. He's got he's got like George Bush level approval level.
Who's him? Trump?
Peña Nieto.
Oh, the Mexican
El Presidente
president.
De Mexico.
Oh, oui, oui.
And they hate him. 22-23% approval rating right now. And why would you make a big deal out of bringing in and embracing, inflating somebody who is loathed even more than you? Trump's,
yes.
You know what Trump's approval rating in Mexico is?
Is it like AIDS? Is it people like AIDS? What do you mean two? You're holding. At Vile Experience is holding up two fingers.
For our
2%.
Viewers that are watching. Which,
2%.
If you are, you're in the building next door creeping me out.
You're a bunch of pervs.
With some sort of amplification of visual device.
But like 2%, how is that even possible?
That he got that much or that it's that low? Yeah.
Why would anybody in Mexico like
He's
him?
He's not popular.
He
I just don't get
hates
it.
You.
I don't get it at all.
Does anybody
it doesn't help that guy at all, especially because they thought that the only way that Peña could save face is that if he pounced verbally on Trump, if he would have challenged Trump out loud and in his meeting saying, look, the stuff that you say about us is heinous. I don't approve of it. We're not paying for your wall. We're not paying for your wall.
Yes.
We're not paying for your wall. And instead, at that little conference they had afterwards, Trump, when he was asked about it, Trump said, we did talk about the wall, but we didn't talk about who's going to pay for it. We'll leave that for further meetings.
No shit.
And he said it twice.
Right.
That we didn't talk about who's going to pay for it. But then Peña Nieto later tweeted out, I told Trump from the beginning of the meeting, we're not going to pay for any goddamn wall. But the Mexican people are calling caca de burro.
Oh, is that bullshit?
Because...
in Spanish?
Because...
caca de what?
Burro.
Caca de burro! Señor Trump!
Toro.
Toro!
No, that's donkey shit, I said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, donkey shit. Which is worse?
But they said they don't believe it at all because he should have said it at that press conference. He was being translated at that moment when Trump said in front of everybody, we talked about the wall, but we didn't talk about who's going to pay for it. That's when Peña, many Mexicans feel, if he had...
cojones,
bolsa de
cojones,
sack of balls,
el saco.
That he would have said right at that moment, you asshole, no, that's not true. He would have challenged Trump right then, but he kept his mouth shut.
But
they're not real. A lot of the Mexicans aren't real happy with the whole deal. Why did this asshole come? Why did
but
you
he's
talk
got
to him?
Poco cojones in his el saco, so fuck him. It's Poco. Poco is little.
It is.
Did you know that?
It is.
Yeah. It's insane, man. Like, you know, if you think about it, it's to me, it's it's like it's insanity. He goes to a country whose people he's done nothing but denigrated throughout this whole election to pander to these racist white fucks in this country to get some votes to win the primary. And he goes to that country and all he's talked about. I mean, it's Maddow brought this up. It's his cheer. It's his refrain. Build that wall. Who's going to pay for it? Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, that's number one. And then he last night doubled down on it, tripled or gazillioned down on it when he said during that creepy as fuck speech.
Yeah. Yeah. Man.
When he said basically, no, he didn't say he said we're Trump. He said Mexico is going to pay for the wall. 100%. They don't know it yet, but they're going to pay.
I mean, is he okay? Okay, it's Trump, right? So nothing's off the table. Does he have some wacko advisor saying, like, when you're elected, we're going to find a reason to preemptively invade and occupy the Republic of Mexico? I mean, how are they going to pay for it? Right. Why would they fucking pay for it? It's bizarre.
So now it's obviously they don't care about Hispanic outreach. I mean, not that they were really breaking their white saggy asses about it, but now it's just blatantly obvious that they don't care. With that speech last night, there's no way they could have even expected that the Hispanics would love them and embrace them. Oh, my God. Then there were some people who tweeted out, I couldn't believe it. Most every sane thinking person was like, wow, that's a creepy, really creepy speech about how everything brown is evil, basically.
Well, I heard somebody say it was hate speak.
It was. And then to haul out the horribly scarred and injured families of people that have lost loved ones and parade them around to, you know, I don't get it. You know, I don't get it. And I don't know that it's necessarily, I just wonder if they all really buy it, if they all buy into the Trump thing, or they're members of a group of people who have, you know, I guess if they form a group of people that have lost loved ones to illegal aliens, then they're probably on the Trump train to begin with.
I mean, it's odd. I mean, attributing the fact that somebody got raped or murdered to somebody's background or where they're from is kind of, it's very racist. I mean, so a guy from Mexico sneaks over the border and rapes someone. Do you think he rapes or murders someone because he's Mexican or because he's fucked up in the head?
Well, all of the above. Well,
but he's fucked up in everything. It's like, it has nothing to do with the fact that he was fucking born in Mexico. I mean, that's like me saying, listen, not all rapists are Mexican, but all Mexicans are rapists. Right. It's wrong, you fucking moron.
So he also said, he said there's going to be a deportation force.
Well, it must be an impressive force.
But guess what we've got? We've got one.
Well, he's going to make it bigger.
ICE, right. And he also said that, God, there was one, what was that one creepy thing he said? Again, I think this was one of his off teleprompter moments. And he said something like, he talked a lot about the criminal immigrants. We're going to get my first hour. They're going to be gone after my first hour as president. We're going to get rid of all
that's
criminal.
That's not creepy,
like,
is
2
it?
Million of them, he says. We're going to get rid of all of them.
And what he was saying, too, like, the cops know who these people are already.
Oh, yeah, they tell me. The cops tell me they know who these people are. They just can't do anything.
How?
They can't do anything.
How do they know who they are?
I don't know.
I mean, is there a chart?
I don't know.
Fucking insane, man. I mean, really, last night, you just sort of, you're listening to that speech, you're like, this guy says what he feels like the audience wants to hear, and damn the facts, and damn what's real, yeah, or any kind of reality.
I think he believes it now, kind of.
Do you?
I mean...
But it's nuts, man. I mean...
He just sounded so creepily angry last night and into it, and just the way... It was so Bannon. You could see the palm of Bannon's hand at the back of Donald's throat going... because it really was just a creepy... nationalistic anti-immigrant.
Yeah. Really scary.
Yeah.
So you think Trump really believes that if he's elected president, within the first hour, he has some sort of power or the wherewithal to remove all the criminal aliens or whatever the fuck he was calling them?
Yeah, I think he thinks there's a wand or something.
See,
maybe
I don't know, man.
A certain spell book he gets access to.
See, I think this sort of...
I think he thinks that all these police that he alleges have told him they know exactly where all the evil, criminal, illegal aliens are.
So all they have to do is back a truck
All he
up,
has to do is make a phone call.
And pluck them off the
doors
street.
Doors are being kicked in.
But you know, like, you made this point yesterday that Trump's tactics only work for Trump. Now, if you go down ticket, yeah, the people that are doing the same shit, it's not working.
We hope.
And the only reason I can figure that it's not working is because Trump is an amazing performer. And he's good at what he does. He's good at speaking, and he's good at selling the shit. So I'm not convinced he's a true believer. I think he's that fucking good.
Editor's note, Donald Trump regularly incites political violence and is a serial liar, rampant xenophobe, racist, misogynist, and birther, who has repeatedly pledged to ban all Muslims, 1.6 billion members of an entire religion, from entering the U.S.
Oh, my God. You know what? My point doesn't matter. Whether he believes it or not doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. He's saying it. And how many people are going to vote for him, 40% of this fucking country?
Probably.
That is
when it shakes
so
down.
Depressing. That is so depressing. After hearing that speech...
Nary a brown one. He's doing his best to piss off all of those people.
Even if you're not a bigot and like...
Those people.
You know what? Even
you know what
if
I mean?
You know, even if you... I mean, if you listen to a guy that sort of says such racist and such hateful things about a certain group of people, how do you know he's not going to say it about you? Or how do you know that hate and that rage isn't ever going to be pointed at you or someone you love or someone you care about? How do you know?
Well, that
if you're a Trump below,
that famous thing from Nazi Germany where they said first they came for the Jews and I didn't say anything, and then they came for the homosexuals and I didn't say anything. Then they came for blah, 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 and I didn't say anything. And then they came for me and nobody was around to say anything.
Right.
It's that kind of thing.
You know, it's creepy. What
as point? Long as it's an other that is going away. Look at how much they hate atheists. If Ted Cruz became president somehow, I mean, I don't think. Far more terrifying now is Trump's potential presidency than a Ted.
Oh, yeah.
I got to say, I've flip-flopped on that one, because initially I thought a Trump presidency could be 50-50, because you don't know what you're getting. Now I think if he's totally crawled into bed with the Bannonites and that crew.
Yes.
Now the prospect of his presidency is terrifying. More so than even a Ted Cruz tariff, that kind of presidency.
It is.
But if somehow Ted Cruz got in there and decided that he was going to make atheism illegal and we're going to round up all the atheists, you don't think he could get that passed?
Absolutely he could. Absolutely he could. And, you know, and I'm sure, I mean, if you look even on the liberal side, you know, if you talk about like content and media and what's out there, I mean, Al Gore, when he was running for president, his fucking wife, Tipper, she did have the agenda that she was going to, quote unquote, clean up the music industry, whatever that fucking means. So, like, the idea that a Trump or a Cruz couldn't say, okay, well, listen, we're going to go and look through everybody who has the atheist category, say, on iTunes, in podcasts, and we're going to look into them, and we're going to take them off.
Yeah, we'll be changing our ID.
Absolutely. I mean, it is not out of the realm of possibilities that could happen.
Well, just anything. Not even the atheist shit. If Trump got in, You don't think that...
What if you had a podcast about being a Muslim?
Well, what if we had a podcast where we're like, fuck Trump.
Yeah.
Today.
Which we can do. We're allowed to do right now in this country.
Right, but he's saying he wants to change the libel laws so that you can't... the media, the evil media, can't say stuff that isn't true. If he decides something isn't true...
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, Donald, let me tell you something. If they make a law where you can't say things into a microphone that isn't true, then your whole fucking speech last night was fucked.
Beyond crazy, right?
That's fucked.
The irony of the whole... Of him... He looks at the camera in the eye and says, I will never lie to you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God! Such bullshit.
I will never lie to you. So that's the one headline. The subheadline says that he must want to lose. One of these advisors who has bailed on him. Sorry, we had some audio popping our headphones here that only we could hear. I got discombobulated again. It's all the cleaning fluid fumes that were here in the apartment today.
I just bleached my hard drive, too. So fucking stupid. To me, that's not reported on enough. He actually...
For days. If it was any other candidate, it would be the don't cast aspersions on my asparagus moment. For Louis Gohmert. I mean, not that Louis Gohmert doesn't say other shit-tastic things, that's a spectacularly shit-tastic thing. Trump says shit like that daily, hourly. So it really is such a blizzard. You can't see a snowflake.
To me, that's
for the blizzard.
See, you Trumpalos, if you had a brain inside your head, you would hear that comment and say, holy shit, he thinks that if you dab bleach on a cloth, reach inside your hard drive, you can scrub emails away. And to me, that would say, then how are you speaking about what Hillary did with her emails on that server with any type of authority? You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You know, part B was after he read a tweet about bleaching.
Yes.
Her hard drive. You know, he said to somebody to make sure, are we bleaching our hard drive?
Fuck yeah.
I don't want nobody reading my emails.
Oh, I want to read those emails.
Called the lawyers. Imagine? You guys bleach your hard drives, right?
I think the funny thing about getting into what is Trump's browser history or whatever, I think, yes, there would be some fucked up, racist, hateful, fucking underhanded bullshit in there. But also, I mean, you would find evidences of like every day he puts an order into Domino's Pizza, or like he reads the Daily Mail or some trash.
Words
or
with
the
friends.
Inquirer. Oh, my God. Do you think he plays that? I think he's more of a minesweeper.
Yeah.
He's playing minesweeper solitaire.
Yeah.
I fucking guarantee you that the goddamn history on his computer would be like every fucking day there'd be like 18 games of solitaire.
And he cheats. He finds a way.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to design one where I can cheat. I can look ahead.
He sits at his desk with his computer screen facing towards him. His fucking idiot advisors, Laura Ingraham and all these fucking morons, they're talking to him and he's got solitaire up.
No, he doesn't do the computer thing.
What do you mean?
There's no computer on his desk in the Donald Trump offices.
Oh, really? Just a big taco bowl?
Whatever,
What a fucking idiot.
Lays out a supermodel like a buffet. We're having sushi.
Oh, jeez.
That's what's on his browser history.
Are we suspend? I think we can suspend Godwin's law for the rest of this goddamn election.
Oh, fuck that. That went.
I mean,
that
after
away
that fucking speech last
ago.
Night, man.
Long time ago, Godwin's law. I think we can shelve it for a while and just go straight there. Early on, so I guess you could say, yeah, okay, it was hyperbole to say that what he's saying is fascisty and creepy. Like, more Mussolini-like, I guess one would say, than actual the way Hitler did it. But nonetheless, that speech last night, I think, really calls on that creepy, creepy nationalistic hate, anything that's brown fervor that they're able to stir up every once in a while in this country and others. Rachel Maddow did that whole thing yesterday.
Yeah.
Go over to MSNBC.com. Yeah, and they let you watch clips off of her show and watch the segment about the history of these kind of flare-ups like hemorrhoids, of this rampant xenophobia kind of thing that at certain economic times, certain political times, the immune system of society breaks down a little, and these flare ups allowed to these flare ups flare up.
I mean, didn't
she talked about the Know Nothing party?
What do you mean?
There was literally a party called the Know Nothings after the Civil War that were these guys.
The Trumpalos.
Rampant xenophobes, rampant anti-immigrants. Back then it was anti-Chinese, though, and anti-Irish. Oh. And, you know...
Sorry.
Southern European, those evil people there. But it was the same thing. It was all the same thing. They're coming into the country. They're diluting it. It's not America anymore. Blah, 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 blah. In 1860s language.
Right.
And they, you know, after the Civil War, during the Reconstruction, everything, and the Gilded Age and all that stuff, which mirrors our 80s and 90s, where all this money, this purported money it was being made by everybody, and we had surpluses in the government, and all these towers were being built. Trump Tower! Everybody's making money! But then it's just a house of cards. I think have learned and know now that the way our horrible corporo capitalist system is set up, you just have to take it.
What do you mean take it?
Unless we start implementing more, not even Keynesian economics, but, you know, let's lean more towards the commies on some things. Sean would argue, Sean Donovan, host of
Democracy How on the Crab Diving Network,
who's gone full commie.
Yeah,
would argue that we just got to ditch it, man the barricades, start the revolution, and maybe kill a pig or two. I may have heard that phrase, which we don't advocate violence at all here.
He wants to take over McDonald's. He said
But yeah, he is going full commie.
Oh yeah,
but there are, you know, some of us think that maybe there's ways to slide our way there to mix the I'm learning, I'm trying to learn as much as I can about it, but I don't know, I'm one of these people who likes moderate thinking, nuanced thinking, not binary thinking. And why does it have to be 100% capitalism or 100% communism? Why can't we find a melange?
Because we demonize certain things, like the idea of taking anything, having anything that resembles any type of communism, and that is unacceptable in our country.
Yeah, that's because our capitalist society did a great job, and our capitalists that took over did a great job of propagandizing communism, because Russia was our enemy. We needed a big enemy. And they were the godless communists.
You know what?
So anything communist. And then they were gleeful to be able to toss the socialists in with it.
Oh, yes.
I read a while back about the party system in the early, 1900s and shit here. And after that whole Know-Nothing thing went away, I think. But in the early 1900s, there were... 1900s to the 1930s-ish, there was a strong, not a strong, but an actual communist party. There was an actual socialist party. There were all these smaller parties, but they were, I guess they had bigger slices of the pie than any of the smaller parties that we have right now. And that people had to form coalitions, and that was one of the deals. That's kind of how Roosevelt got in he formed a coalition between the kind of the Blue Dog Democrats at the time and the communist and socialist parties, who were like, look, we want Social Security, motherfucker. We want 40-hour work weeks, you know, and labor. All those, rolled into one kind of taking on big fat cat groups.
Right.
With either the socialists or the communists and things
like
that.
You know, speaking of godless commies, Sean Donovan posted this thing today about Puerto Rico. Do you know what's going on with them? Obama appointed a bipartisan panel of seven people.
That's a sin, isn't it?
Well, to take care of their finances, to run Puerto Rico.
Oh, great. We have an emergency manager for...
That's what it looks like to me. I read the article and I put it on Facebook.
They should bail. I mean, honestly, I put it
on facebook.com/crabdiving. I said, how's this any different than what they did in Michigan?
I wonder if we'd let them bail. I don't know what our... territory or whatever the hell we consider Puerto Rico, what our dealio is with them. They fucked is what the deal is. They're taking it. I guess they get our big scary guns to protect them in case anything happens.
From Cuba? Who would attack them?
They're a perfect example of what happened also in Greece of evil bank banksters and vulture hedge funds and vulture capitalist funds and stuff like that who swoop in. They see opportunity, blood in the water with these countries, and they come in and say, oh, don't worry. Oh, you're having problems right now. Oh, well, we think the economy is going to get better here. We'll lower our standards and give you these loans.
Yeah.
It's like the same bullshit. And then people fault the countries for buying it when later on they're starting to default on these loans because the banksters are coming calling, and then the banksters have destroyed the rest of the economy. So now they're moving on to extracting all their wealth out of governments. But that's kind of how it happened in Greece. We keep hoping the people stick to their, you know, they elected that hugely socialist government to try to give the big finger to Merkel and the bankster type EU people.
Angela Merkel from Germany?
Yeah.
Maybe she's just really stressed and needs a back rub. George?
Creepy.
Totally.
But yeah, that's a whole, I mean, God, we're getting into global economics,
right,
et cetera. But trickle down. I mean, you know, if we're going to take steps, we got to just utterly get rid of that concept of anything.
They're protesting in Puerto Rico today, though, over this shit.
They should. They should. They should bail. If they could afford it, they should just say, fuck you, United States.
Yeah.
And you're not helping us out. Because we have the best of both worlds. They're not a real state. So they don't have that.
They don't have any representation
much
at all?
Influence. They have a rep. But I don't know. Like, D.C. has a rep.
Right. But they can't do shit.
Well, but right. Yeah. And I think also, well, they definitely don't have senators. So they have no representation in the Senate, right?
I don't know.
There's 100 senators. 50 states, 100 senators. There's no senator from Guam, so.
shit.
It's just our system needs, you know, an enema.
Oh, absolutely.
And some scrubbing out from inside.
Texas has a representative. That's fucked up.
How about trickle up? That's the way that America.
Kinky.
Did so well in the 50s and 60s.
Right.
But the rich dudes just couldn't handle it.
No. Pussies. You're pussies.
We want more. People aren't working hard enough. That's what kills. I was thinking about this morning. I was watching the poor women busting their asses.
Oh, cleaning our
here
apartment.
Here in Crab Diving Studios. And you're thinking that they should be making, I would hope they're making $100,000 a year. And to that, you know, a lot of assholes would scoff. But motherfucker, I saw a lot of guys that came out of college and made $100,000 a year.
Oh, shit.
And I watched what their work days were like. And I watched these women.
Oh, my God.
To what their work days
fucking
were like.
Please. You worked at
they
KPM.
They should be making $100,000 a year. She should be able to take off 4 weeks and go on vacation. They should have free health care.
I mean, one of the evil empires you work for, at either of them probably, did you see any of them, anyone there working harder than what you saw today?
Never, never, never.
Fuck no. Fuck no. These guys aren't working hard. They're sitting at desks. They're pushing paper. It's an easy fucking job.
And even then, they're not. They make it sound like, oh, I'm working 18-hour days sitting in front of the computer. It's a lie. It's a lie. I've seen what you do. I've seen your meetings. I've seen your hour and a half lunches. I've seen all of that. It's a scam. And that's the whole thing we scream about here when they try to say, a good businessman. We need good business people to run government. No, you don't. They are no more efficient than people in the government.
Oh,
in fact, I would say less so in many ways.
I mean, I was an admin at one of these, an insurance brokerage firm. And these guys, man, they had an evil thing. They underwrote these policies. So if like an executive was on a business trip to Brazil and you got kidnapped, we specify different payouts you would get. Like during the kidnap, if you lost a thumb, you got X amount. If you lost a whole limb, you got this. If you cut your dick off, you got a big fat check. If you got an eyeball gouged out, it was a whole litany of bullshit. But no, but so much money was changing hands. No one's really doing anything. In fact, I did more work than anybody. I would print out a cover letter, staple it to some bullshit, put it in a FedEx envelope and what to a box, put it in the box and sit at my desk and play solitaire. I work more than anyone else.
They don't understand that the waste that goes on in corporate America.
They think
because it's privatized and it's obviously for profit that. And that might be true in a small scale, but government is big scale, and big anything is big scale. Big corporations are big scale, and when you get big scale humans together, there's going to be bullshit. There's going to be cheating.
Totally.
There's going to be stealing. There's going to be people who don't want to do jack all.
Hello.
Who do really well. Because they're the smart, or they look like they run GQ magazine.
Oh yes,
remember that there was a guy at that one place that we worked in where we met. The place that we
the
were
Evil Empire,
at, the Evil Empire,
the accounting
in Chicago.
Firm of, I believe it was called Sauron
and
Sauron and Sons.
There was one guy. It was a started out right from college, and within like the couple of years, I don't know, I was there 3 or 4 years. He made it up to a senior manager only because he looked like a fucking male model.
Oh, he was good looking.
And he was charming and funny. And they took him.
He was brilliant though,
on
right?
Every sales call.
Yes.
And he was able to woo whoever they, and not even, you know.
Was he bright?
Body fluid wooing. I mean, geez. Just, he was just a personal, he was a good salesman.
Let me lay down some plastic.
meanwhile, he would the people who were working their asses off in the cubes, actually crunching the numbers that this dickwad would get for, were working, sitting in front of a computer, clicking on spreadsheets and moving numbers around and crunching things and moving from papers to papers. They were really working,
right?
And they would get mad at that asshole because there was nothing in his office. There wasn't a paper visible anywhere in his office.
So what do we
see? He did nothing. They knew. He would go and smile. I mean, and he'll be, he's, I have no doubt he's a partner somewhere.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Because some of those partners did 0.0 at that place.
I mean, motherfucker.
That was their job, was to meet with the CEOs and have lunch with the CEOs of the companies that ended up being their clients. And then they put their feet up and they yell, where's the, you know, where's the tax relief package I asked for this company? That's it.
You know, one guy at the Evil Empire of Accounting of Sauron, didn't he used to throw these tantrums and he would break his keyboard with his fists? I mean, it's kind of bullshit. I mean, we have been
so Mad Men culture that a lot of them had. It was interesting at the time that we were there because the newer influx of younger talent all had laptops. And had all grown up with PCs and doing their own shit. So they didn't, and word processing.
Yeah.
So there were still a lot of guys there that were old dogs that were fucking dictating. Remember? You remember those guys that had the ancient Verna?
Oh my God. I remember those little dictaphone
Verna
things.
Who was the one of the ancient admins. She had one of the ancient guys. And they had the whole dictaphone thing going on where he would.
That's some 9-to-5 bullshit.
And then some of the other partners would even say, you know, all the work you're doing, because he had a whole thing. He would rewind if he didn't like what he just said and he would tape over it. You know what I mean? Like an actual amount of time.
We're being sold.
He could have typed it into a word processing program much easier, send it to her to finalize and clean up. Then it took him to sit there and play with his recorder and rewind and say, no, move this paragraph.
That paragraph
I said before,
we're being
I don't
sold
like that.
A bill of goods, man. The private community is not more efficient than what we have in government.
No,
it's not efficient.
It's just not.
Nobody's doing anything in these corporate
and
jobs.
Then, and then you guys want them to run government and get rid of government and privatize it.
And they're shady. And they're shady as fuck.
And also, what's the goal? Their goal is to make money. Their goal is not, let's look at healthcare.
Right.
For-profit healthcare is evil.
Absolutely.
I've decided. It's just fucking evil. There's nothing good about it. Because what should matter is excellent healthcare to every single human being who has inalienable rights. Every single human being that is brought through that door should have access to the best MRIs, the best care, the best specialists, the best drugs at no cost, at 0.0 cost. Right. Everybody, not some rich guy gets to live and poor person who doesn't have insurance. Sorry, you get to die. They talk about these death panels if the government takes over. What the fuck are the insurance companies?
I know, that's
but
so funny.
Death panels.
They're absolutely death
if
panels.
If your dad went through a horrible long illness, both of my parents, you deal with these fucking insurance companies, and it's a battle. It's a battle. They need an MRI.
Well, I'm not sure they really need that.
I mean, my dad would never have gotten the care he got, and had we not had a family friend that worked at the best hospital and had a connection with this amazing surgeon. If we didn't have that, that wouldn't have happened.
And they had insurance.
Yes, absolutely.
How many millions of people have nothing? 0.0. Or what, you know, Medicare, Medicaid right now, which is good. But then if you're competing with for-profit...
Yeah.
So,
well, you got
to force doctors, you know, don't they use those carrots now where they're like, we'll help pay for some of your school if you agree to be a Medicare doctor for 10 years and shit like that.
And then even if you have Medicare anyway, you got to get that supplemental shit,
which is all, it's just ridiculous. Doesn't matter. So there's just nothing good about for-profit healthcare for anybody, except for the assholes that are sitting on their yachts reaping the profits
from
the giant corporation.
They love it.
Right. And that's just not right. It just ain't right. I'm not saying we should governmentalize everything. We should go commie. I'm not saying that. Listen to Democracy How if you want to hear that stuff. But
leaning in that direction could be better.
There are things that I think, there are things that I think there are industries that I think should absolutely be in that sector. And I think the healthcare should absolutely be that. And then they're like, well, look at England. There's death panels and they have to wait months and months. Sort of. But let's look at Canada, which has kind of a working one. We never talk about Canada.
But
because people, it kind of works up there. It has problems.
They're not dying.
Sometimes people have to wait. Sometimes things like that. But overall, it kind of works
up
there.
That's the myth.
Whereas over in fucking Britain, they've got more issues because they have more right-wing assholes like we do.
But aren't people dying waiting on procedures in Canada all the time?
Possibly, on occasion. But how many people are dying here?
A ton.
With no health care.
We don't even have any of this preventative bullshit. People get sick, then they go to the fucking doctor.
So there's just nothing good about for-profit
health care. Why don't we privatize education? Don't you think that would help?
Well, there's the other one. Funny you should mention that. There's another industry or pillar that I think... or mountain, one of the seven mountains.
By the way, did you see that story? There's this education story out of Texas today that's pretty fucking insane.
Kind of pontificating today.
Did you see that?
Education story from
Texas, a little bit of racism.
It's more specific.
Some teacher in Texas, I guess in some school.
Hair? Is this a hair thing?
No.
I'm thinking of a different one.
Really?
A girl who... a little black girl was punished because of her hair.
Oh, geez.
Anyway.
Well, this is horrible. I guess in Texas, in some school, they give all their classes nicknames, you know, like team names, you know, like a...
Uh-oh.
So one student gave her class the nickname, and the teacher claims that she didn't know it was racist. She said she didn't know what the word meant.
What was the word?
Jigaboo.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. That's what the fuck she said. I can't believe it either. In Texas, you don't know that. You don't know that's a slur in motherfucking Texas.
More evidence of how shit-tastic the education system in Texas is.
I put the story up on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/crabdiving. Tweet us during the show, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if I said that. At crabdiving, one word, crabdiving. If you're listening this lovely Thursday, it's coming up on 3 p.m. here. Pacific Coast. It's sunny at 84 degrees here in downtown Los Angeles, ladies and gentlemen, which is a good segue to the Drudge Report headlines.
There's a look at this. Oh, I'm so sorry. Real quick. This is insane.
Whoops.
Oh, God. This fucking web page is killing me. There's some kind of ad on it. But so there was a laminated sign which read, Mrs. So-and-so. They're not giving out the teacher's name that named her kids the Jigaboos. Mrs. So-and-so's Jigaboos.
That's,
oh, my God.
That one's in Vegas. That's the school in Vegas.
Mrs. So-and-so's Jigaboos are at school today to achieve our sixth grade goals and prepare for the seventh grade. A laminated sign said that. A laminated sign. You must be kidding me. I mean, what the fuck, dude? What the fucking fuck?
It's Texas.
Kids, man. Kids, how the fuck could an educator do this? And she claimed she didn't know what the word meant. What kind of teacher are you that you're using words you don't know what they fucking mean? Would you tell your kid to go the fucking word up? You're a goddamn sixth grade teacher. It's fucking insane.
With a G-H, which is an interesting spelling of it.
Loony.
Not how I always spelled it.
Well, they said that. They said the slur was spelled incorrectly.
Oh, did
that, so that's why she didn't know or something
I
like that.
I guess I feel horrible for knowing that, but sixth grade, damn.
Oh, loony.
I'm trying to see if there's a different source that names the teacher, because you know how the internet is. But we'll keep our ear holes on that. So go to our Facebook page to read that story. I've got out of Florida. This is actually the headline over at the Drudge Report. Even Florida hunkers down for Hurricane Hermine. Is that how you pronounce it? It's not Hermione. It's H-E-R-M-I-N-E. Hermine.
Hermione. That is from...
No. I-O-N-E is Hermione.
Oh, yeah. That would be Midsummer Night's Dream, but Hermine.
Or more famously from Harry Potter. If you say Hermione right now, the only people that'll remember Midsummer Night's Dream are going to be people that were...
Am I right? Is it Hermione in Midsummer Night's Dream?
That were in Midsummer Night's Dream. I didn't even remember that.
Hermione is the love interest with Lysander. And Demetrius and the... I can't remember the other one. Oh, fuck. I feel like I should mail my... Well, I didn't really get one. I was going to say...
Your actor's card?
Yeah, I got to mail my actor's card.
Hermia.
Hermia. Fuck! And... Oh, I was wrong. So it's not Hermione.
It's not.
What fucking Shakespeare play is Hermione? Who gives a shit?
It's Hermia.
Hermia.
Hello, Hermia.
I am in love with beauty as Hermia.
The hurricane is hours away from landfall in Florida, making its way toward the Big Bend. If it's a little penis dangling there in Florida, it's right where the ball sack attaches. bands of heavy rain already have moved inland, and it says conditions will continue to deteriorate throughout the night.
Right.
Looking at the map, it doesn't look like the Pensacola offices of crab diving will be greatly affected.
Praise Neptune!
I'm watching the way it moved. It really... took a fucked up tour of the Gulf before it turned inland towards Floridia.
And by the way, it's only getting worse, guys. The weather will only become more chaotic and more erratic.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Global. Well, you know why.
No, I don't know. Jesus is mad.
Gay people are fucking and are able to get married.
Damn it. Could you guys stop the anal a little bit? We're tired of these tropical storms.
And don't forget feminism.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, is that it?
That's a big one, too. Yeah.
Feminism causes floods, I believe.
That's the one Pat Robertson was talking about not that long ago, right?
Yeah.
Feminist. So there you go. Hunker down, crab nation. That's on the western coast of Floridia. You got
you're fucked.
Big fucking hurricane coming your way. I don't know if it's what the category. It's going to hit land as a category one.
Okay.
So not horrific. Winds about 74 miles an hour.
I think Ivan and Hurricane Charlie and Katrina, they were all like fives, right? They were cat fives, so, you know.
Hermine will likely become a non-tropical low.
What the fuck is
by
that?
This weekend. And will hover near or off the northeast seaboard. Oh, so got a friend in Wilmington of the North Carolina. where is it looks like it's in Orange Track. Tropical storm warning in Orange Track. So friends in Wilmington.
Be careful,
hunker
guys.
Down.
Get out the umbrellas.
I guess you don't think of shit hitting the Northeast that much,
dude,
but they do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There was, I think, the worst storm ever Hugo hit
Well,
on
Jersey,
the eastern seaboard.
I mean, look at Jersey.
Yeah, what was that one? I forget. Sandy.
Sandy. That was when Chris Christie hugged that Negro.
That's right.
And, you know, I make... For those listening first time, I'm speaking around.
Everybody knows. We're being ironic. He's talking about Obama.
So there you go. The keep your eyes out. That's the headline over at the Hudge Report.
Hudge.
There's a hurricane over at the Dudge Report.
Duh.
The what else is going on? Trump, of course. But we were talking about Mussolini, and I saw this the other day. I might as well talk about this.
Mussolini's in the news.
Right now. There he is. Mussolini is surprisingly in the news. Benito Mussolini, for those that don't remember, was the the dictator-in-chief of Italy while Hitler was doing his thing in the Germany.
Benito.
Really fascist-y.
Oh, yes. Horrendous.
Well, then in my favorite city on the planet, Rome, Italy.
Oh, okay. More so than Amsterdam. Interesting. More so than Paris.
Well, I mean, Amsterdam is a different kind of favorite.
Amsterdam is fucking awesome. It's a great city, and it's better than Rome. What do you think about that?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know why we need to.
I like Rome.
Amsterdam's a port city. There's water there. Is Rome on the coast?
There's a river.
A river. Oh, a river. I'm just kidding.
It's a big river.
Is it? What is it? What is the
Did the morning come too early?
What is that?
It's from Big River.
Oh, okay.
It's a different Big River.
Okay. Musical theater moment. Fuck you.
The Tiber, by the way. So Mussolini was the uber poobah of Italy back in World War II. Things didn't go well for him, I believe. They put his head somewhere and hung it or something after. Didn't he? Wasn't he the one that they caught him and they put his head on a pike or something?
Oh, yeah.
They hung him publicly. It was something horrible in public, and it just didn't end well for Benito.
They fucked him up.
Well, now, from the grave or from the other side,
ooh,
for those that believe in that.
Okay. Science fiction.
They found some text hidden underneath a 300-ton obelisk that Mussolini had erected.
No, oh, jeez. How big?
300 tons.
Oh, jeez.
Concrete.
The size of Trump's dick. You got nothing to worry about.
They found it hidden underneath this obelisk. It's written in Latin.
Oh, my God.
It's written in Latin.
Who reads that? What a stupid language. I'm kidding.
And it was buried along with some gold coins.
Oh.
At the base of the Mussolini obelisk in the Foro Italico sports complex in Rome.
Okay.
Which I think is down in Aiur, which is the, it's a part of Rome south of the downtown, I guess.
Okay.
Area where the forum, where all the fun stuff is.
Okay.
And it's a, but it's really Mussolini-y. It's creepy as fuck. It's where a lot of buildings and obelisks are built.
Oh, it's that odd architecture where it's very
fascist-y.
Yes.
Yeah, very fascist-y.
It looks like the dark side of the force.
So Dr. I'm not even going to try this name. This guy who helped dig it up says the text wasn't meant for contemporaries of the time. They found written on a parchment, this
yes.
text. I think it was around, it was first put up in 1932. And it hasn't really been taken care of. Like, you know, a lot of the Mussolini-y kind of stuff hasn't really been top on Rome's let's keep this pretty
list. No one likes him.
Yeah. Are you going to save the 2,000-year-old?
Yeah.
Things that are being unearthed and still downtown.
Right.
Or, you know, the creepy fascist shit from.
I mean, are you gonna, in 200 years from now, you're going to want to preserve those Make America Great Again hats? You're just going to wipe your ass with them.
God, there's one building with these. They've got these giant lions, I think they are. And these workers, you know, everything. And these sayings that they have on them in Latin and Italian. It's all like really work makes you happy kind of a thing. Very creepy shit. Anyway, they have put together what they believe is the text because, you know, it hasn't, I guess, lived up really well. They say that as the fascists were digging up ruins, you know, they were into way into archaeology. They were worried about what they would look like to future generations.
Oh, yes.
So they were burying shit under their shit to say, hey, here's what we're about. It says that the text.
What a weird bit of vanity.
They say it presents him as kind of a new Roman emperor, but uses like this biblical language and kind of paints him as the savior of the Italian people.
So they're sort of writing history.
They're trying to. Because they're thinking, well, look, we're digging up shit 2,000 years ago. We don't know what really happened. Whatever we find is the story.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're thinking, well, we want them to find our story. And we may elaborate a little bit.
God, that is so weird. I mean, the idea that after creepy. You're dead and gone, you're vain enough to give a shit about how people will see you.
And you would think by then.
Is that healthy?
That technology would be advancing enough that they would think that unless there's like a global decimation, you know, history in a lot of places is just going to be preserved now. I mean, how far? Like when Rome, 50 miles away, you could live 50 miles away from somewhere and never know it existed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In Roman times.
Right. I mean, how far would you have to go in history to not... How far in the future would you have to travel where people aren't really going to have an idea if Mussolini was good or bad?
Oh, well...
I mean, I don't know.
Well, right. How do we know if Cassius of Athens was a nice guy or a dickwad? We have no idea.
I really don't know. Was he nice?
I made up a name.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Fuck.
I'm sure there was.
You could have just told me he was the best, most benevolent, caring, charitable governor ever. You know, whatever.
If the name Cassius existed in Greece, I'm sure there was a very nice one.
The governor of Maine, Paul LePage, was a kind and good ruler. I mean, really, we don't know.
But we just figured out not that long ago that all those white statues that we have from Rome were most definitely painted very vivid colors.
Oh, how amazing.
Very bright, very vivid colors. So we think of, when we envision ancient Rome, when we have movies about ancient Rome, everything's white. All the statues are white, all the pillars are white, but it wasn't like that. The statues were painted very vivid.
So why aren't they, what happened to the colors? Do they wear away?
Well, you could see that, you know, they detect them in the, over the centuries, when you're like buried under a mudslide, shit happens, guess, and water. And,
shit happens.
But as far as they know, it was a lot more colorful than we think. Oh, God.
Interesting.
A little history lesson here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you might learn something if you download Crab Diving. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Go to Amazon, buy all the shit you want to buy. We get paid. We get a commission. We get a little taste. It don't cost you jack shit.
Exactly.
Is that the worst promo we've ever done? Jack shit. What's my problem?
They think that this message was written in Latin because the loonies of the time were trying to link themselves back to the Roman Empire. You know, I guess Mussolini was all like, oh, this is the rise again of the Roman Empire a couple thousand years later.
Yes.
They said, believes that they were also trying to the fascists were also trying to reestablish Latin as the international language of fascism. Quote from the doctor, part of an attempt to establish a fascist international akin to the communist international organization they wanted.
So when was that? When were they trying to establish
30s?
Jesus Christ. Who was
when they were starting?
Who would be up for that?
She says the doctor writes juice.
Nine.
Jusa? Josa? It's probably Yosa. J-O-O-S-S-E.
Okay.
She said, well, these plans did not succeed.
No.
So there you go.
Right.
These plans did not succeed. Although their great-great-grandchildren are trying real hard right now.
So did they want to...
voting Trump.
Right. Did they want to wipe the Italian language off the face of the fucking earth? Is that why they wanted to...
Why would you say they wanted to use it... to reestablish Latin as the international language of fascism. So I guess so.
Interesting.
And if they were all atheistic, although it's not really sure that Mussolini was an atheist, because, you know, he had to. You've been to the Vatican.
Oh, absolutely.
They didn't blow that shit up.
No.
None of that. All that stayed.
No, it's still there.
So they, you know, there was a little handshake deal going on.
They didn't even go after the diaper of Jesus that's buried underneath the Vatican that we saw.
How dare you?
What is it?
The bones of St. Peter.
Oh, okay.
God. Wrapped in some kind of a cloth. It wasn't a diaper.
The Shroud of Turin. That's what I...
That's exactly what it was.
Who is Turin? That's a place. Or is that a person?
Yes, Turin is a place.
Okay.
It's like Ryan of Florida.
I am Ryan of Florida.
If Trump wins and all of society, and he presses the buttons and all of society is gone, that may be who you are in 20 years. I am Ryan of Florida.
Right.
Originally. Or you might be Ryan of California.
If Trump is elected and he presses the button, I won't be anything. I'll be nuclear sludge leftover juice.
I would be Patrick of Chicago.
Oh, really?
That's where I was born.
That's
weren't
cool.
You born in Florida or were you born in Georgia?
I was born in Florida. But why wouldn't you be Patrick of Illinois?
I could be. Chicago is more specific.
Yes. What are we talking about?
I don't know what the hell we're talking about. I've got, so that's it. Mussolini message. Fascinating. I don't know.
It is fascinating. It's very weird, man. Very, some weird shit.
We got 2 hours to kill every day. So, you know, sometimes you got to throw
shit.
Yeah,
what do you want?
There's all kinds of other shit going on, of course, in the news. We can go to the magic spreadsheet of crab diving to see what is going on over there. Also go to our Facebook page, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving. And stories that we don't get to here and memes and shit. And
memes.
Et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if we talked about this before. I know I sent you a message offline, Ryan, about this one.
Yes.
That in Maine, the snake skin that they found.
Oh, fucking A, man.
That we did the story on. See, here's what's been going on with this story, if you don't know. In Maine, a person called, I don't know, is it like a month ago, 2 months ago, called the Popo and said, I done just seen a giant truck-sized serpent. In the woods. And the police was like, okay. Then somebody else saw it and called it in. Now the police are like, okay. And then somebody said they saw it eating. You remember there was the police report, which we read on a previous edition of Crab Diving, which said...
This is a long time ago, dude.
Which said at the end, it was a couple months, I think, maybe. It said at the end of the police report of the official release to press... Not kidding. It had a parentheses or brackets and said, not kidding. And the report was that a giant snake was eating a beaver. Remember? That they found, somebody saw a giant snake.
That'll happen.
Eating an animal and they thought it was a beaver.
Let me ask you something. How?
And they had to say, not kidding.
Yeah,
in the
hilarious.
Press release.
Poor fucking beaver. By the way, how did the snake get to Maine? Did it slither up from where anaconda's native?
Well,
to?
That's the story, is that now it's been identified, as you've said, as an anaconda was okay. The story.
How did it get
they
there?
Found a they found a snake skin,
okay,
which is the absolute confirmation that something's going on. 12 foot 1 inch snake skin.
Oh shit.
And why do snakes shed their skin?
They're getting
when
bigger.
They get bigger.
Are we sure this isn't Paula Page? He's a shifter. He's a shapeshifter. Now he's a form of an anaconda.
Maybe.
More likable.
A racist anaconda.
Oh, yes.
But they analyzed the skin, and now they have successfully identified it as and Anaconda.
Is there
which
any...
are we've discovered?
Yes,
I don't believe they're indigenous to Maine.
So aside from okay, let's say that this wasn't some dipshit's pet.
Right.
I don't know why you'd have an anaconda for a pet, an exotic pet. Maybe your parents didn't hug you enough, you didn't get enough attention when you were a kid, and so you want people to come over to your house and say, hey, look at this cool fucking pet I have. Oh, really? What do you like about this pet? Can you pet it? Does it have feelings? Can you nuzzle with it? Does it bring you joy? The only joy it brings you is that you get to say, look at me. Look how fucking special my ass is. I have an anaconda. Well, I'm worth something.
Now they've named it Wessie.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious.
T-shirts are available. You can buy from the snake is in Westbrook. So they have their own Loch Ness monster.
What
they
if
have,
you have
Wessie.
What if you have a fucking dog, man? What if you have a dog and you let the dog, any size dog, this fucking thing, do you think this thing could take down a large dog?
How big is it? 12 foot? Fuck yeah.
Fuck yes, it could. It's a slithering fucking muscle. That's all a snake is, with teeth. They're from the are they from the Amazon?
Well, Westbrook Police Captain Sean Lally apparently is still not 100% convinced because he says, "Well, that snake skin, was it placed there, or did a snake leave it?"
Oh, come on!
Is somebody spoofing?
Is this a hilarious prank? There's not really an anaconda eating a beaver.
But then they had people call in reports beforehand that said they saw the thing.
This is a huge goof. This is a huge, it's a joke.
Some people don't believe it, though. One local resident says, seems like a tall tale to me. I don't know what a Maine accent says.
Well, listen, I don't know what it seems like. I mean, I think if you're the Maine authorities, you have to work on the assumption that, yes, there's an anaconda out and about. And get up off your fucking ass and go get this fucking snake. I live in Maine. You know why I live in Maine? If I live in Maine, because there's no goddamn anacondas up there.
They have to find the poor snake soon, because if it's really an anaconda, which is native to South America, they think the winter will kill it. It won't be able to survive.
Good.
Unless it crawls into someone's garage or something, I would think.
When it gets cold, it absolutely will. Oh, my God. You know, what is worse, this fucking cobra? The cobra's worse in Florida because the cobra can live in. But the cobra can live in Florida and can exist outside just fucking fine.
Yeah.
This anaconda, I mean, maybe it'll fucking die. I'm not saying I'm wishing death upon the anaconda. I know that's not right. But if I live up in Maine, you're goddamn right I want that thing fucking dead. I want it out of my goddamn backyard. They got bears. They got mountain lions. They got all kinds of other bullshit in the woods of Maine. Now they got anacondas. What the fuck are we doing? Why are we, this whole thing, I got a snake as a pet, has always pissed me off. Because, you know, where I lived in Georgia, there was this rich guy, this eccentric loon, I forget his fucking name. But he had a whole menagerie of exotic pets in his fucking yard. He had lions and tigers, and he had a panther, a bobcat, snakes.
All, I'm sure, legal.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely. And he had him in cages and shit, but still, I mean, there's no oversight.
I got my own personal zoo.
You know, that's the thing about the South. You bring these fucking exotic predators to the South. Now, instead of rednecks walking around looking to rape you, you got a jaguar running around all willy-nilly. He doesn't give a fuck. God, this pisses me off. We don't need these snakes as pets. It brings you you don't get any love out of us. Are you... Have you ever known anyone to have a pet snake and you didn't think they were fucked up?
I thought I read somewhere recently that a woman took her big giant pet snake to the vet because it had been a while and she was dangling rats in front of its face and shit and it wasn't eating anything. And then they found a snake expert, I believe a herpetologist. Is that right?
I think it's a snakeologist. I don't know.
But they found a snake expert.
Yes.
Who said, that breed of snake, what he's probably doing when they get a big kill, they starve themselves for a while so that they know they'll be ready to eat this big giant thing. So she's been sleeping with her snake. She sleeps with her snake. So the guy says, you're sleeping with the snake. The snake is thinking, I can't wait until I've starved myself enough so I can swallow this big hunk of flesh next to me. You know, it doesn't think, right. I love mommy next to me who feeds me.
People project these weird, like, human feelings on animals.
Well, and some animals that are, have, I think, higher brain function, they do have feelings. They
yeah, absolutely. Kate has feelings. Kate has feelings. There's no fucking doubt. You can tell when she's upset because a little stub of her tail covers her asshole. You know what I mean? And she's upset.
Or she's having fun.
I don't know. This snake, listen, man, snakes, lizards, frogs, turtles.
Lions.
Okay, lions might have feelings, right?
Yeah, I'm not convinced that reptiles are.
Stop it. They don't have fucking feelings.
Yeah, I don't think.
Well, it's ridiculous.
I mean, they feel, but I don't think they.
They don't love you.
I don't know about that. I don't think so. I don't think so. Taste wise. With a little tartar sauce, yes.
And you know, the people that collect, I've known people that have snakes and they're all weird. There's something inherently fucked up with them that, I don't know. I'm not a psychologist. I don't know what's wrong with them, but they're not right. I'm just saying, I can't believe we're allowed to have these snakes as pets. And surely,
go ahead.
In Maine, are you allowed to have an anaconda?
Probably, sure, if you have a license.
What do you get out of it? Maybe tweet me. Tweet us.
Maybe they're herpetologists.
God, at crab diving. What do you, emotionally, or whatever, what do you get out of having a snake?
I don't have a problem with people having snakes. I have a problem with people not being able to contain their fucking snakes.
You know what? I got a problem with you not having a problem with that because you're living in.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I have a problem with you having a problem with me not having a problem.
You're in some world where you think there's not a guy with a snake. There could be a guy in this fucking building, we don't know, who's got a snake in the aquarium, and you know what he does?
And if it never gets out, no harm, no foul.
Okay.
If his security. Right. Is secure enough,
God.
Then I don't have an issue with it.
One time I had a friend who had a rabbit as a pet. This is horrible. He used to keep him in an overturned laundry basket.
That's horrible.
With a phone book on top of
that's
it.
Not nice.
You think there's not a guy with a fucking aquarium with a big goddamn exotic evil ass snake and it's got a fucking phone book on top of the thing.
But I don't think snakes like run around and play. And do shit.
No, they,
I think snakes eat and then they lay down. And then they find a warm spot to lay down. But what I'm saying is a snake kept in an aquarium, I think, is less unhappy compared to a snake in the wild as a rabbit underneath a laundry basket throwing little round pellets.
Yes.
As opposed to a rabbit throwing pellets running free out in the...
Yeah.
Out in the wilderness.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, as humans, we've got all kinds of fucked up ideas about what our relationships with animals are. But this thing with snakes, dude, it's like it's on a whole.
Well, somebody who
fucking level.
Somebody who might have seems like it might be a snake guy.
Yes,
This guy is thrilled beyond belief about the whole Trump thing going on.
Yes.
In fact, a couple of weeks ago, we played a clip of him saying, I can't believe it. I hear it here on our show. And then Trump says it a couple of days later. It's weird.
No,
it's crazy.
God.
It's weird.
Oh, you know, this guy definitely has snakes.
You think Alex Jones is a snake guy?
Listen, I guarantee you that his fan base per capita owns more snakes than any other fucking, you know.
I think the guy who lost the anaconda in Maine takes a couple hours off in the afternoon to listen to InfoWars.
Hey, listen, if you're listening to crab diving and you got a snake, download another podcast. I have a total problem with you.
So here it was Alex yesterday on InfoWars talking about what's going on in the election.
But epic things happening. I mean, obviously you heard the show today where I talked about what we've known for a while, but it's really true. InfoWars is at the heart of the resistance.
What
does that mean?
That the resistance, which is now being led by Trump.
The resistance.
And his buddy, Roger Stone. I mean, Alex Jones's buddy, Roger Stone.
Yes. Isn't that a little dramatic, the resistance?
You know, Alex... puts rosy cheeks on Nixon with hickeys on Stone's back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let me give him some rosy cheeks.
Oh, because Roger Stone has the tattoo of Nixon on his back.
Speaking of, did you hear, I saw this, somebody died from a hickey.
What?
Recently, and it's not impossible.
What do you mean?
That if you get the right spot on the neck where the artery or the vein is, or wherever, that you can actually form a thrombosis.
What?
A blood clot.
Okay.
That goes to your brain, you have a stroke, you die. And that's what happened to this person. That somebody, I don't even know the sex of the person, gave him or her a massive, big, giant hickey on their neck.
Massive.
And then next thing to know, the next day, it was like a teenager sitting at dinner with the family.
Jesus.
Just goes, falls over dead. And it was dislodged from his or her neck. Moved up to the brain, caused a stroke.
So they charged the person that gave it to him with murder?
No. But nonetheless, watch where your hickeys go.
With the lead pipe in the study with a hickey.
Yeah. Hickeys, I don't get the hickey thing.
Relax, everybody. Just have sex. Don't get into all this kinky bullshit.
Less power on the suction in other spots, but, you know.
Relax with the snakes.
I don't understand the branding aspect of which is kind of what it is, right?
It's fucked up.
It's branding.
It's ownership.
Right.
A lot of fucked up shit on the show today, man.
We've got, speaking of, here's the rest of Alex Jones.
But epic things happening. I mean, obviously you heard the show today where I talked about what we've known for a while, but it's really true. InfoWars is at the heart of the resistance. And we need to say that because we need your prayers and support. We're under sickening behind-the-scenes attack.
I like the way he says, well, of course you've heard on the show earlier because...
Oh, yes.
Anyone listening hangs on every single word and has listened to this whole 3-hour goddamn show and is still listening.
But okay, hey Alex, I'll send you some prayers. You want some? Okay.
Hope so.
Sickening behind the scenes attack. And I told people it's beyond a movie. I mean, it's been God's taken me through it. It's been very painful, and you know, we've made it through it. And it's just another waves are coming. But it's still, I cannot believe the effect we're having. It is biblical.
Listen, he's thrilled about how biblical the effect he's having is. The effect we're having.
Well, hey, listen, is crab diving biblical? How do we get biblical? How do we do what Alex Jones is fucking doing?
I don't want anything to do with being biblical.
Biblical. We're having a biblical effect. God. If you're having a biblical effect and you're so powerful, why in the fuck do you need me to pray for you? Didn't he just ask me to pray for him?
He did. He needs your prayers. He's suffering slings and arrows behind the scenes.
You know what, dumbass?
I don't know what he's talking about.
He doesn't need people's prayers. He needs people to go to his sponsors and buy gold or whatever, or Miracle-Ear or fucking... doesn't he sell some weird-ass supplement? Some weird protein supplement?
Yeah, some kind of supplement.
Buy horny goat weed. I'm sure he sells that from Alex Jones. You're nuts.
They're even saying here at Right Wing Watch that InfoWars has even been increasingly embraced by Fox News and quoted at times. Like they've said, you know, Fucker Carlson will be on and, well, no, he'll quote his own bullshit. Somebody else will be on and they'll say, well, you know, there was a report that said this and it turns out it's InfoWars.
Well, you know why? Report. Don't you feel like Fox is losing their moderates? And so they're like, fuck it, we can't get these moderates back. So let's go farther to the right and farther to the right. And we'll just milk these conservatives until they die.
Yes.
Okay. What are you looking at?
You know, a lot of these stories, they recap.
Yes.
It says Jones, who believes he has been under attack from Satan.
Oh, God.
Aliens. Liberals determined to flee to, quote, off-world colonies.
Wait a second. What colony are we going to?
If we want to flee to an off-world colony, why would we attack him?
I don't want to. Hey, listen.
I don't want to go to an off-world colony.
Seriously, I don't even want to fly.
I probably would go to an off-world.
Well, how do you get there? How do you get there?
Well, I'm assuming.
Get Elon Musk on the phone, Kate. I want to get that transporter beam.
I don't want to pioneer it.
Fuck no.
But I'll go when, you know, they have a Hilton there.
Would you go up in the space
shuttle?
When
the moon has a Hilton, I will go. What?
Would you go up in the space shuttle if somebody offered it to you?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Sure.
God.
Oh, in a second. Are you kidding me?
Hey, it's so risky. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, well,
so
dangerous. It's a space shuttle.
Shit, man. Why don't you just get a fucking python as a pet?
I don't know why.
Put it in the back.
What would they need me? You know,
podcast.
You have to have some worth.
you have lots of worth.
To go on the space shuttle.
They want to...
And now for 3 hours of complaining, here is Patrick Vile. What the fuck is this? My shit is floating in front of me.
See, that's the worst, man. That's the worst. What do you do if you have, I don't know, you sneeze and all of a sudden there's a little like snot bubbles rotating around your own personal orbit?
Right.
Who knows?
He's also been attacked by Hillary Clinton and Jimmy Kimmel.
Thad.
Alex Jones said on his radio program that they are currently subject to, quote, a sickening behind-the-scenes attack. But God is leading him through. That's what we just heard. So, Alex Jones, we're all praying for you, buddy.
God is leading him through the attack. Then why do you need to talk about it, dickhead? You know, it's so weird.
Well, he needs your God juice. He needs... Apparently, God needs more...
He needs my God juice.
His mana bar needs to be refilled.
Hey, listen. Oh, that's a... What is that?
It's a...
D&D?
Game. Video game.
You're not getting anything from my mana bar, you fucking freak. Fuck you. Pray for me. Hey, okay. Hey, Alex, I'll pray for you right now. Oh, dear God, Lord above in heaven, wherever the fuck you are, I pray that Alex Jones shits his pants later today. How do you like that?
Oh, well, here's another one, hot off the presses.
Ooh.
This was Alex Jones talking with another lunatic on his show by the name of Jerome Corsi.
Okay.
Who is a proud, yelling, screaming birther.
No, yeah, baby.
Right-wing author. Here is them talking about...
Yes.
Oh, these guys are crazy. Here's them warning of the impending, what does Alex Jones say whenever anything happens? False flag!
Oh, yes.
He's like, get ready, ladies and gentlemen.
How do they strike back, obviously? What do you expect in the next 69 days today till the election?
69 days till the election.
Oh, we should have made
some.
Well,
it was yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well,
November 8th. What do you expect to happen? What do you think about the polls? Obviously, internal polling shows Trump ahead in most polls. Even the LA Times admits he's a point ahead. They do these fake polls where they do 15% more Democrats than Republicans and Reuters and then say, oh my gosh, he's got a 12-point lead. That's a 3-point deficit. I mean, looking into your tea leaves in like a 2 or 3 minute synopsis.
It's so diluted. It's just so diluted.
It's insane.
All of the other polls are skewed.
Oh, yes.
Only the LA Times. Only the LA Times is the real poll. And internal polling. That's like when the cops shoot a black person.
Oh, right.
And they say, don't worry, we'll look into it.
Hey, anybody into some internal polling?
Deficit. I mean, looking into your tea leaves in like a 2 or 3 minute synopsis as a, you know, general of these wars, General Kenobi, what do you expect him to do next?
He's considering Jerome Corsi,
Obi-Wan,
who has been out there trying to prove that Obama wasn't born here.
His General Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
So he's nicknaming this person?
He said, you, as one of the generals out there, as General Kenobi.
Good God.
Who would you recommend?
Jeez, what a weirdo.
What a servile sack. Slathering, right? I mean,
Obi-Wan,
how gross.
Kenobi's like, no thanks, please.
How gross.
Yeah.
You as a one of the generals out there fighting the battle. How do you think they're going to fight back?
No, what
this is,
battle?
This is, it's time. We obviously didn't listen to this whole bullshit show of Alex Jones's.
Yes.
But this is obviously, maybe we've been talking about something sane for 30 seconds. So now Alex Jones is like, well, but okay, how do you think they're going to fight back? How do you think the evil liberals are going to try to take us out? Because now it's obvious that even though every poll in the universe shows Trump losing, and again, the national polling matters sort of, but what really matters is the individual state polling in the states that fucking matter.
Because of the electoral votes,
yes.
Right?
Okay. And right now, it ain't looking good at all for Mr. Trump, even if, which is bullshit. That he's up in the national polls, according to the LA Times. I don't know what they did. But every other poll shows him down by many.
He must be sad. He must be real sad. Do you think, is Donald Trump praying about the polls?
I think he is.
Is Alex Jones praying for Donald Trump?
So here's Alex Jones talking to who he considers Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay.
Of the right-wing Dick Watery. Jerome Corsi is a conspiracy theorist. He wrote 2 books that were on the U.S. New York Times bestseller list. Number one, the Obamanation.
What is that?
And the second one called Unfit for Command. And guess who that was about?
Barack Hussein Obama or Hillary. Which one?
John Kerry.
Oh, John Kerry. Oh, shit.
He was the one who wrote the Swift Boating book.
Oh, God, that sucks.
Unfit for Command. Swift Boat veterans speak out against John Kerry.
Come the fuck on.
So this is the guy that Alex Jones considers Obi-Wan fucking Kenobi.
Right.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah. Obi-Wan fucking Kenobi. Didn't you make the point the other day that the Swift boating thing was kind of the first time, you know, in our recent history that people just started lying?
Well, and, I'm sure and when not the lie, that, but it's a really great example for a while, yeah.
Lie was refuted. They didn't apologize. Right. They didn't take it back. They just left it there.
Right. People are dumb.
Yeah.
And it's politicians, insane. You know, have already been taking advantage of that stupidity by telling them exactly what they think they have to say.
Right.
And they won't tell them we can't do it. They won't tell them we can't repeal Obamacare because they won't bring it up in the Senate.
Right.
And we also, if they do bring it up in the Senate, you think Obama is going to sign a bill no. that repeals Obamacare?
It's Obamacare!
And we don't have the numbers to override a veto, which would then take 2/3. We can send a bill to Obama
yes.
weekly, hourly, which they did.
Yes.
Basically saying defund Obamacare, defund Obamacare, defund Obamacare. They don't have the votes to override a veto. It's a waste of time.
Wouldn't that tell you?
All 50 plus of yeah. them. I mean, literally 50, 60 times they crafted legislation. Yeah. They took time, spent millions probably of dollars, taxpayer dollars, to get together these votes and get together this legislation to repeal that evil Obamacare.
Isn't it odd to you, like, if you're a legislator and you're like, well, we want to repeal this, but we don't have the votes. Wouldn't that sort of tell you, but I guess the people want it, so why should we repeal it?
Well, half
the people want it.
Or more, yeah, they need 2/3 of the people to not want it.
Right.
At this point, to override a veto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2/3 of the right. Senate would have to, and the House would have to vote to override the veto. But they don't have those kind of numbers remotely. So
why do they do it?
But they go home to their constituents. Louis Gohmert goes home and says, look what I did. I co-sponsored the 57th attempt.
I'm a hero.
Yeah.
I'm a hero.
And then nobody in that room says to him,
fucking bizarre.
Well, wait a minute.
You're wasting your time, dickface.
If you can't do it, why don't we work on something else?
What about these bridges?
How about some jobs? How about some bridges? Yeah.
How about some roads, motherfucker?
Right. But the dummies don't care. They hear him screaming, look, here's the 57th missile we launched at the evil Muslim in the White House.
What about some shit for fucking goddamn global warming or the climate?
Oh, that's an evil.
What about that?
That's an evil fraud.
You know what's funny in Florida? I know we're getting off subject, but goddamn it. There's a recent flood in Florida in Bradenton or something. And here's an effect of climate change. There's alligators all over the street now. Because
yeah.
now they have a water. Now they can go wherever the fuck they want. Now we got alligators. Where there weren't before. We got fucking alligators. Goddamn dinosaurs are in our fucking neighborhood.
Thanks, Obama.
It's Obama's fault.
Do these fake polls where they do 15% more Democrats than Republicans and Reuters and then say, oh my gosh, he's got a 12-point lead as a 3-point deficit. I mean, looking into your tea leaves in like a 2 or 3 minute synopsis as a general of these wars, General Kenobi, what do you expect him to do next?
Well, there's going to be some unexpected wars. There's going to be another terrorist attack. There's going to be possibly even an assassination attack.
So they're going to October surprise.
What's this? Wars? Terrorist attacks, possible assassination attempt. He's talking about Trump. They don't care if somebody tries to go after Hillary.
This is all theater. It's like Alex Jones is sort of describing any episode of 24.
Mm-hmm.
The terrorist attack, there's going to be possibly even an assassination attempt.
So they're going to October surprise theater. False flags.
Yeah, false flags.
Hold on, I got to go change my underwear.
God, he says it so. October surprise, false flags. He just rattles that shit.
So they're going to October surprise, sure. False flags.
Yeah, false flags and, manipulating the news.
Could they activate their jihadi forces they brought in?
Could they activate the jihadi forces they brought in?
activate the jihadi forces. How do you do that? How do we activate those
it's
forces?
It's the Wonder Twins. They touch their rings together.
Oh, really?
Jihadi forces, activate.
Doc penises.
Oh, that's right.
That's how you activate jihadi forces. You dick dock.
You turn into dog dicks?
I don't know. Dick dock. You're docking your dick. We talked about this on a previous episode of fucking Crab Diving.
About dick docking?
Yes. It's just where two dicks touch. I swear to fucking God, I'm not making this up.
One guy rolls his foreskin over another guy's penis?
I don't know if that's... No,
I thought that's what that was.
Maybe this is another conversation I had with somebody else. Okay, go look
what
up.
What the hell are you talking about?
Anything. I'm friends with a bunch of degenerates. That's all. Okay, go look up the minutes. Find
we
me,
talked about... I think,
find me every reference to dick docking.
I think there was a joke about dick docking once.
Here on our
yes,
show.
Yes.
I don't remember, but I heard it here.
Yeah, false flags and, manipulate.
I think I said Trump was dick docking with somebody at one point to be funny,
really?
Like Putin or something like that.
Oh, he dick docks Putin?
Surprise, false flags.
Yeah, false flags and, manipulating the news.
Could they activate their jihadi forces they brought in?
They could. I mean, we could have that. And we could also have, more diversions like, this Huma Abedin thing with Wiener.
Boy.
I mean, who cares? But again, it's sympathy for Huma Abedin. Stories about sex. The Democrats know that they'll survive sexual scandals. They think they will. I think so.
Now they're showing a graphic, which is a picture of somebody who painted a hearse. And it says Clinton Foundation witness removal.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow.
A hearse. That's what they're showing on the screen now as this idiot is talking. This guy sounds like he's crazy, but almost not even as crazy as Alex Jones. Because you notice when Alex Jones says, they're going to activate their jihadi forces. He was like, but.
What are they going to do? Fire off the bat signal?
Some of the rape stories that Roger Stone has brought forth in his book are very, very damning to the Clintons. But there's going to be a false flag manipulation of the news. And I caution the Trump organization and the Secret Service to be especially vigilant with both candidates. We don't need any political violence in the remainder of this campaign. It would be.
I'm surprised Alex didn't interrupt him and be like, well, I mean, mostly Trump. We don't want violence, but, we mostly want him to protect Trump.
Right.
Political violence in the remainder of this campaign, it would be extremely detrimental to our cause of freedom. Because the globalists would just use it as another attempt to grab power. That's what's going to happen.
The globalists.
Also, fear tactics. You're going to have the Clinton people trying to put Donald Trump as a madman, trying to say he's going to take this away from you. He's going to take that away from you.
You mean like the speech he gave last night there's going to be immigration forces and there's going to be ideological testing and there's going to be creepy. We'll keep the ones that believe in our, that love us, that believe in our principles, our values, our values. That you hear that one a lot where they're like, they don't share our values.
Jeez.
They don't share our values. So a Mexican family, by the way, a Christian Mexican family that comes over to work their asses off.
Yes.
To try to make a better life for their kids and their families.
Yes.
They're the great evil.
Well, they're not white.
Oh, that's right.
You see?
Don't listen to it. Donald Trump is the last real hope we have to preserve any freedom in this country. And the possibility of losing the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, you go on with Hillary Clinton, is real. There will be no religious freedom. There will be no gun freedom. No.
You notice that First Amendment one, the only part they care about is the religious freedom part of that First Amendment. Not freedom of speech.
Oh, fuck.
They don't care about that.
No.
Because crab diving will be off the air.
Right. They like
if
Jesus.
They get their way.
They like guns. They like Jesus.
Real. There will be no religious freedom. There will be no gun.
They talk about political fucking correctness. It drives me crazy. You drizzle snatches out there who gleefully burned piles of Dixie Chick. CDs, Dixie Chicks, CDs, are talking about political correctness. What was that? The Dixie Chicks said, didn't they say, we're embarrassed that our president's from Texas.
Right.
And they said it over in, I think they were in France even. Gasp. Yeah, yeah, I think it might have even been that heinous of a crime. And they lost their shit. So who's talking now? They're out. They should be able to call people the N-word.
Oh,
and
yes.
That's not being PC. And by the way, they have called our president that for 7.5 years. But that's okay.
You know,
that's okay.
Right.
Because he's really not president, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. He's not legitimate. He's
that's
from
how
Kenya.
They square it in their tiny little brains.
You're saying.
Is they say, it's not being hypocritical of them to want to crucify the Dixie Chicks for being nasty to George Bush and hating America and criticizing the president.
Okay.
But when they criticize the president, it's okay.
Because he's not the president.
Because he's not legitimately the president. So that's,
wow.
That's why it's okay.
Is that why Trump has never disavowed what he said about it? Because he's a birther.
Absolutely.
Trump's a birther.
Yeah.
He believes Obama.
He needs
he says
his people.
Obama was born in Kenya.
Yeah, he can't. If he came out and at a Trumpolo rally and said, look, okay, I'm done with this this crap. Look, Obama was born in America. He was born in Hawaii. Who cares? Half of the stadium would clear up.
Because that's everyone's justification for a lot of what they say and what they do, right?
I think so, right.
That's a lot of these tea
bellies. You can't call them out on that blatant hypocrisy. The Dixie Chicks is the best example. They criticized the president overseas,
yes,
at a concert. They said, we're embarrassed that he's from Texas. And that warranted the end of their careers. I mean, they had plenty of money. They were okay.
Right.
But it basically ended their career for a while. And they had people burn, because the lunatic country radio stations wouldn't play them. So it hurt them. And then you had people going into stadiums and having Let's Burn Dixie Chicks days. And they would throw CDs and albums on a pile and
it's
burn
crazy.
Them. Burn them! And these are the exact same people who a few years later in 2008 said we now have an N-word in chief. And they push their racism farther. It starts crowning out of their little puckered assholes.
Oh, yes.
They push it far back with the excuse saying, well, he's not really the president.
Right.
That's how their little mind justifies it.
God,
he ain't really the president, so we can criticize this person.
Yeah. If you put the Dixie Chicks comments in context, I mean, God, how brave were they to say that publicly? They said that, and they make their money in the country music business. Back then, that was not a popular thing to say. I mean, there was so much nationalism. My God, they passed that Patriot Act without fucking reading it.
Thunk, though, it would be that bad. I mean, yeah, but at that point, they might have known. But, I mean, God damn, that was just crazy batshit reaction. It's the same thing with this Kaepernick thing. Who cares? Who cares that he's taking a sit? I was going to say a stand. Ultimately, it doesn't injure you, any other person.
And it's important.
Good, and it draws attention.
And it's important. We are living in a time where there's institutional racism in this country with our fucking cops. And it's been that way forever. And the only reason we know about it because these goddamn cameras. And you think a person of color should feel okay about saying the Pledge of Allegiance or putting their hand on their heart during the national anthem? It ain't the same country for them. It is not.
And has never been.
It's never been.
Has never
Think
been.
About that. It's never been.
Because there's very few places in this country where you can be a possessor of black skin, walk in somewhere and not be prejudged simply for the fact that you possess that black skin.
And you're thinking about now and go back in time. It's worse.
Right.
There's a funny comedian, hilarious guy, Ed Greer.
I've heard of him.
Ed Greer Destroys on Twitter. Guy's so fucking hilarious. But he has this bit about a time machine and how he has no interest as a black person in a time machine.
To go back.
There's nowhere good for him to fucking go.
Yeah, well, there were a lot of cartoons when Trump started that Make America Great Again shit. When he announced his campaign, there were a lot of black people that were like,
when would that
be? Excuse me.
Hello? Yeah. Hello.
Which is, explains why he has a 2% rating for, yeah, for the blacks.
Nobody wants to go back in time.
We only got a few minutes left here. Oh, I want to quickly get to following the speech that Donald Trump delivered last night about immigration. Yes. Tweeting out and here on, I believe, is this his radio? I believe this is his radio show.
Yes.
David Duke.
What a dick.
Speaking here today.
A racist dick.
With Andrew Anglin, who is the editor of the neo-Nazi website, The Daily Stormer.
Oh, jeez. Look at the scissor fest these bigots are going to have.
Who is also a vocal Trump supporter. Now, I don't know that he would call it neo-Nazi. He would probably say pro-European American site. European American pride site.
It makes it sound so civilized. You're running around in hoods burning crosses in the fucking woods.
Now here they are. David Duke talking with Andrew Anglin, and I smell jizz.
Oh, jeez.
Over the Trump speech.
Donald Trump last night condemned, basically talked about the immigration from 1965 to 66 actually to 2016, and how he said, well, there's been, you know, many good immigrants, but then he went on to say, but the fact is we have to go back to basically the national origins, that we have to preserve the origins of this country. It was a very, very implicit.
So what he's saying is, the message I got from that speech last night is Donald saying, well, you know, he's kind of saying stuff about the 60s, but what he's really saying is we got to go back to national origins. We got to go back to, in other words, keep America white again.
Jesus Christ.
That's the message that David Duke got.
To keep
almost explicit fact that we've got to take America back, and we have to defend the heritage of the people who've created America. And that's what's going on here. There is a purposeful effort.
Why? Well, it's weird. I really can't understand. I don't get this.
Well, that's weird, too. It's a weird statement.
White pride thing.
Well, he says white, but he's talking about the heritage of the people that created America. They're black. Those people
that built the actual
structures.
They
created America. They built America.
The free labor.
Black slaves did.
Basically free labor, exploited labor.
Right.
To ethnically cleanse us from the land where our forefathers, that the land our forefathers created.
And then they talk about black pride. They're like, well, why can't there be white pride? Because there's black pride. The reason there's black pride is because of the blatant, rampant, systemic, still to this day, racism that we talk about every fucking day when we have all these horrible stories here on Crab Diving. That's why there's black pride. I don't necessarily think that they're like, yay, I love my skin color, or yay, I want to go back to to wearing traditional gear from Africa. So I'm fine, rock on.
Yeah, whatever.
But what I'm saying, that's not what black pride is about. Black pride is like, we're people too, don't kill us.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Black Lives Matter is, don't kill us, we matter too.
Because white people forget that black people matter all
for
the
example,
fucking time.
And the black people wanting, these guys are considering it a dire threat. They're scared as fuck that the black people are going to treat them the way that they treated the black people when brown people are in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think brown people are out there saying, we're going to keep, you know, there are assholes that are black that are like, no race mixing.
Yeah.
But not a lot. But there's a lot of white people that are like, no race mixing. And that's this whole crowd.
And the difference is, in our history is built on white people subjugating black people.
I wish I
had that is the difference.
More dark blood in me so that I didn't freckle up and burn.
Are you
like
saying,
this white fucking Irish skin?
Right. What do you, what, now?
I don't have, that's
now
what,
to be fair.
What I'm saying to you is, I don't understand the pride for this lily white freckled skin when he's like, we have to save the pride of the people that the heritage, his quote, we have to save the heritage of those that created this country. Why the fuck do I care what Jefferson's heritage was?
Who
why the fuck do
shit?
I care? They said Thomas Paine said, we have a chance to build the world over again. That's what they did. They said, let's get rid of all that shit.
Right.
I mean, for the titled white men, of course.
Yeah.
At the time. They, but, you know, baby steps.
Right.
It's just crazy. It's just bullshit.
Yeah.
So we only got a couple minutes here.
Oh, shit, man.
We built the nation. We built the Constitution, the rights. That's really what's going on here. And it was a great speech last night. I was ecstatic. And I'm just so excited, everybody. And I'm excited, Andrew, to think about the fact that my whole life, I mean, literally my entire adult life, from the time I was old enough to drive, even before that, I've been dedicated and devoted to saving this country. And one of the main issues I've been fighting.
This is the former Grand Wizard of the KKK. Let's remind everyone, who is running for Senate.
Oh, my God.
In Louisiana.
He's delusional.
He is beside himself.
He's out of
Cancel
his mind.
The Cialis prescription.
Oh, yeah.
He's ready to go.
Yeah.
He's and repopulate.
Popping a big racist fucking Trump stiffy.
You know what? Before we get to this other guy, we'll continue. We'll do a TBC, to be continued.
TBC.
Till tomorrow, because we got to go. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday. Man. We'll play this clip of the Daily Stormer Nazi guy responding with equal glee, by the way.
horrible.
We will be back
tomorrow,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Alex Jones, we're praying for you, you fucking idiot.
From 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget crabdiving.com. Amazon, go through our hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon helps us out here. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter at Radar Comedy or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. False flag, false flag, false flag.
Black Lives Matter.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.